So the Mishnah goes on, Rabbi Isai, back to the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Vav Amebeis. We actually finished the first Chaticha of the Mishnah, no pun intended. So the Gemara says, Gid Anoshe, the Mishnah says, Gid Anoshe, Shenis Bashel Imagidin. If you have Gid Anoshe that got cooked with other Gidim, Bizman Shebakiro, Benoy Saint Tam, Vim Lav Kulon Asur. If you don't know which Gid is the Asur one and which Gid is the Mutter one, so all the Gidim, the Chatichas, are Asur. Frak the Gemara Kasha, Gid Anoshe Nis Bashel, Vilivatel Beruba, Vilivtel Beruba. Why don't you just say that it's mutter? Why does the Mishnah say it's Asur? Why don't you say it's Batel Beruv? Rabbi say, I don't know an example of a shorter Gemara that is so jam-packed. And like, if you don't believe in reading between the lines over here, like, this Gemara is a total of four words, and it's probably one of the craziest four words in Shas. Vilivatel Beruba, be mevatel et berov, and for the Gemara, bury a shiny. I can't. Why can't I be mevatel the rov? Because there is this concept that you guys have all been waiting for called beria. Beria will loosely translate right now as a creature, a something that's, I'm not defining right now, Rabosei, because we're not up to that sugya, and we need to learn the Rishonim on beria, on that word. Every word over here, shiny, we're not going to really spend so much time on. But, you know, levato beruba and beria is huge. So beria, what the definition of beria? There's some sort of creature, some sort of type of iser that doesn't lend itself to bittel. Okay? That is the Gemara's kasha. That is the Gemara's kasha, and that is the Gemara's teretz. So what the Gemara answered, beria shiny, we have to hold off with. We're going to have to assume now, I know you guys know a little bit from what we said in the past when we were talking about bugs. Why did we talk about bugs? How did bugs come up? No, that's when bugs came up. So I told you guys when we get up to bugs, I said, hold off. What I said, probably like in a month or a month, 2 months, I said, we're going to learn the sugya of beria, and we're going to get more clarification of when the bug, what the bug, how the bug, why the bug. But that's the issue with bugs, is this Gemara of beria shiny. But I want to, before we get to the answer of the Gemara of beria shiny, of why there's no bittel, and clearly Gid Anoshe, whatever your definition of a beria is, Gid Anoshe is going to be an example of a beria, because that's the Gemara's answer. So that's going to be what the Rishonim are going to want to learn about. What is unique about Gid Anoshe that now tells us what the nature of a beria that doesn't lend itself to bittel is? But I want to focus, Rabotzai, the next sugya on what was the Gemara's kasha. Vilevatil beruba. Okay, and I start off with with the following shaila. Okay, at the end of the day, I want to talk about the shaila lemaisa, and this comes up often. And Evan, we spoke about this a little bit. Did I ever tell you the guys the story about the what happened in camp with the Tfilas Kalim?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you remember, and this comes up in people's houses all the time, let's say you trafed up a kli, you trafed up a spoon. You traped up a bowl, you traped off a pot, okay? And then you said, you know what? I don't have time right now. I can't kosher it. I'm going to put it on top of the sink. I'm going to kosher it. I'm not going to put it inside my dirt. And I'm not going to put it in the mikvah. I'm going to actually kosher it, okay? I'm going to do hagolah, okay? So now what happened? So Marcia comes. Or, what do you say? Who do you have?
Lindalia.
Winda?
Lindalia.
Lindalia. It's a little long.
It is.
Well, what do you have? Lucia. That's good. Marcia, Lucia. And she does what she's supposed to, and she puts all the spoons back into the drawer. Or she puts the pots back into the cabinet. And guess what, Rabbi Yisai? I can't tell the difference between the different pots. We bought a whole set of pots, and there are a lot of the same types of pots. Or I had a different shaila, Rabbi Yisai. A guy came up to me when I was in Boca, and he asked me the shaila. He said that I used a lid. I have two pots that are identical, and they both have two glass lids. Okay? So I used the milchik glass lid on top of the fleishik glass, a fleishik pot. Okay? So now, for both sides. What?
Is glass different?
So we'll have to get this. So, see, this guy's an Ashkenazi. Glass, we hold, does have bleus and could be problematic. So, glass might be so different that it might be, not be rectifiable. The Ramos says in Hilchos Pesach, we don't kasher glass. So much might be more chomer. Many people don't even kasher glass.
What?
It's like. Yeah, they assume that glass is like cheres. The question is, the Ramos only says it in Hilchos Pesach. He doesn't say it in Yeridah. So some wanted to argue, is that just a chomer in Pesach? And others say, no, that's the Ramos Shita. Glass is like cheres. You don't kasher glass. So this guy put the glass on. Svardim hold the opposite. Svardim hold. Glass is much more kal. Glass is not even boleya. Glass is mutter. You could use glass for milk and fleishiks at one after the other. You don't have to worry about it. We hold the opposite. We hold glass might be worse. That there's no, if you trafe it, it could be that glass might be the worst scenario. So now he put the glass lids on top. Now, what's the problem with putting a lid? Everybody say you're not mixing. Where's the bliya? The answer, there's steam. There's steam, and any time that you're going to put it's going to be contained in a container. It's going to be steam all over. The bleus are going to go all over the place, and it's going to absorb. So listen to it. Let me just finish the kasha. See, he told me that's what he did. So now, Lucia, Marcia, I don't know what I didn't ask him what his lady's name is. But his lady came, and she, you should know, these people are very important. In my shul, Marcia owns half the kalim. Because the things that people are uncomfortable and will refuse to do a tefillas kelim on, so I have them do a shutfas with her. So she does. She's very helpful. That she buys a chelik of the kli and she goes to shutfas. She has a lot of. She has a lot of assets. She buys chametz also, right? What was the shaila there? The night before Pesach, I already did mechiras chametz, and my daughter realized that the fish food, the kids won in a pasha carnival. Goldfish that are supposed to die a day later. These guys were living for like 8 months. I was just like, I was ready to shech them already. Like, what's going on? And they were living. And then my daughter, she realized, she saw the ingredients right before Pesach. She says, there's chametz in here. Now, you can't even feed an animal of hefker, the Yerushalmi says, chametz on Pesach. That's an isser of chametz, even if it's not owned by you. And that's going to be usser. So I remember it was the night before. I had to do a whole kinyan with her. I just said, take the fish home. Take it. It's yours. I don't even want it. But my sister, she told us, she came back with the Pesach, and then the kids were asking me, like, where's the fish? You know, like, what's going on? Her son, like, overfed the fish, and it died over Pesach. Like, thank you. So that was the so Lamaisa, so she put them, she washed them like she's supposed to do, and now you have no idea what the difference between these kalim are. Are there a difference between the two cases or both sides? And what's the din if in a classic case where it's not just the lids of a pot? A classic case, you guys put a spoon on top of the sink, you were gonna kosher it later, somebody took it and washed it and put it into the drawer. What's going to be the halacha? Everybody say, we have to remind me at the end of the sugya, we have to get back to that practical implication that really emanates out of these two words, b'livatel beruba. And there's no beria shiny, because I don't know what a beria is, but I know a piece of silverware is not a beria. Okay, that much I know. Okay? That's why it's going to be totally on the levatel beruba. Excellent.
I think Rabbi quoted Rabbi Kiva Eger that said that it would allow you to have one set of dishes as long as it's not used biyomo.
The Ra'ah. In the sugya with Rabbi Kiva Eger, right. The Ra'ah held that if you had everything was, we learned that a long time ago, the Ra'ah held that as long as the bliya was beheteira, which means milchiks and fleishiks separately, so then as long as I wait in Eino Ben, the gzeira of Eino Ben Yomo was never said by heteira bala. That was the shita of the Ra'ah. If you have a kosher piece of meat and you used it
on a dairy plate,
and then you wait 24 hours, you could use it for flesh, because the gzera of Eno Ben Yomo was never said by being bolea heter.
So would that apply?
So we don't pass like the ra'ah. That ra'ah would be really a big game changer. That ra'ah is used, if you remember, I quoted that ra'ah in one shaila. Rav Moshe brings up that ra'ah. It's not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We learned it inside in the Torah Sabayis, but the Rashba rejected the Ra'ah. It was all based on a machlekes, how to learn that Gemara Psachim Adaf Lamed that we spent a long time on in terms of that. So that was a chiddush to the Ra'ah. The Ritva actually on our Dapim quoted that Ra'ah on that sugya with Ruki Ve'eger. But Rav Moshe brings it up in one shaila. Rav Moshe discusses a person who gets a Yerusha of earthenware china, which can't be kashered, okay? And it's a serious asset and a very expensive. Now he wants to know, can you kasher that china? The person who gave it to you was not from, so they used it for treif. They used it for dairy, and now, or you want to use it for milchik. So what would be the situation of that? So Rav Moshe is mitzarev three shittas. That if it was heter abala, like this situation, and it's Eino Ben Yomo, and you want to switch it, so you have the ra'ah, there is a shita of the itter, which we don't paskin like. What? The ra'ah. So he says only with a combo. Says the ra'ah, plus the bala itter, who holds that if you kasher cheres three times, it's mutter, which we don't paskin. Plus, there's a chacham tzvi that holds after 12 months, that's better than Eino Ben Yomo, than after 24 hours. That the whole gzeira of Eino Ben Yomo doesn't exist after 24 hours. We don't hold like any of those three shittas. Where Rav Moshe says, you put them all together, b'makom hefsed meruba. Some have said that Rav Moshe only meant that by a case of a bal tshuva, where it would be a big hefsed. It was a big chiddush of Rav Moshe. But that is the one time that the ra'ah. There is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that the Chacham Tzvi is basing himself by Stam Yenam, by Yayin Esach, that says a difference between 12 years, by Kalim of 12 years. So most of the Acharonim say, yeah, that was specifically a Gemara in Avodah Zarah by Stam Yenam. You can't apply that to Blius, but that's the Gemara does make a distinction. But if it's so old, it's so Nisyashin, it's not, the difference is over there, there was never any heat. It was just sitting in a barrel. Yeah.
If I
invite
like an Ashkenazi, I have to let him know I cooked in.
Your Sephardi?
Yeah.
That was the question. That was Avi Bahar's question. That was Avi Bahar's question. I don't know why the answer is no, but the answer is no.
Even if it was used within 24 hours, like
even for Pesach.
That's how Rabbi told me.
So Rabbi Willig told. I asked when Avi asked me that question. I asked Rabbi Willig what he thought about that. So I really thought that you could be mitzaref maker adin. We really hold that there's no blias by glass. And
what was the question?
Why doesn't a Sephardi have to? If a Sephardi has an Ashkenazi over and he's using a glass within 24 hours, shouldn't he have to, you know, abstain from doing that because he's asking an Ashkenazi over? It's a good question. That's a good question. I want to give it more. You know, I'm curious also. But I really thought that you wouldn't have to be mocked not to cook on glass when a Sephardi is having an Ashkenazi over. When I said it over, it was Dafka, Rav Willig said after 24 hours.
I think it was before we asked Rav Willig, maybe.
Oh, meaning after 24 hours, at least you have that the plea is not an usser. But now you're asking even within 24 hours.
Yeah.
But lo matzino that people are machmir on this, but I'm trying to remember, did I speak to Rav Shechter about it? What do you thought about that, Shiloh? But I have to talk to him.
Wait, but if Sfardim has to be after 24 hours?
Sfardim holding, there's no bleeds at all.
Wash it off.
That's a big chiddush to now have an Ashkenazi within 24 hours when it comes to glass. Okay. So everybody say, what was the Gemara's kasha v'levata baru? What is rov? So all Rashi comes and tells us v'levata baruba is ki ein makira. The reason why you're allowed to use rov over here, because there's no nikar or isser. We know that any time the isser is recognizable as nikar, is makiro, then you can't rely on bittul. Take the isser out. You can't rely on bittul when you're makir, when you recognize the isser. We're talking about a situation where the pieces are not recognizable. It's aim makir. However, so one would think that the answer is over here, is that you have three pieces of meat over here. Two of them are kosher, and one of them are treif. And that's exactly what the Rush says in our Gemara. That since you have the din of Achri Rabbim Lahatos, you're allowed to be mevatel the Gid HaNasha over here, even though it looks exactly like the other Gidim, and that would be something that would be totally mutter.
This week's Parsha.
This week's Parsha, Acher Abnahatos, exactly, excellent. This week's Parsha, Acher Abnahatos. Kusamach Gimel, thank you. So, but the Rush continues from there. And the Rush says that even though I hold, says the Rush, what happened to the issue of Shishim? Didn't we all assume up until now that you always need Shishim in order to be Mevatel? So what's the Gemara saying over here? That it's sufficient to be Mevatel Barov. So comes along the Rush and he says, whoa, slow down a second. You have to, timing is everything over here. You have to know when you figure out that the Isser fell in and that there was a Rov going against the Isser. That's what's called in Halacha, Yediyas HaTaruvus. When do I find out about the Shiloh? When do I find out about this issue? And Yediyah now kicks in the Rov. So says the Rush, if I find out about it when it's a Taruvus of three pieces that are identical, okay? There's Yediyah, so then right at that point in time, the Pasuk and the Torah from this week's Parsha, Acher Rab Lahatos, kicks in and now says it's Mutter. So when do I need Shishim? When do I need 60? When it's what? When it's Lach B'Lach. When I have a Shaila that's all liquid and issue of Nesin Astam. Okay? But when it comes to Yavish B'Yavish, these three things are not attached. They're not giving off. They're not interacting with each other whatsoever. So then all I would need is what? Rov. Okay? And even Lach B'Lach, it really depends what type of taruvus it is. Everybody said, this is gets back to the intro that I gave to Shir at the beginning of the year. You got to ask your questions. What type of taruvus this is? What's the heat medium? What's the source? Is it mimbimino? Is it mimbimishaino mino? It says the Rush, really, in theory, by a mimbimino, Lach B'Lach, I really should say what? Batel Barov. We don't hold like who?
Rashi,
Rabbi Yehuda. We hold mimbimino as batel barov. So why do we need shishim by alach balach mimbimino? A gzeira derabbanan atu, a case where it's what? Min b'she'eno mino, and then you're going to have an issue of what? Nesinas tam. It's going to take, it's going to give off taste to the other item. And then what? You potentially have what? In iser deoraisa called what? Tam ke'ikir. That's Zakhtar Rosh. But when what? I have what? I don't have a lach b'lach. I have a yavish b'yavish. So that's what? A gzera l'gzera l'gzera. Right? No, that was that. I said that wrong. A gzera l'gzera dua d'oraisa. That would be wrong. That's two stages removed, says the Rosh. So by yavish b'yavish, mim b'mino, where even if it was lach b'lach, even if I would cook these items together and there would be nesin astam, what? It would by any, it would be at most what? Only an issue. Midera bonon, because at the end of the day it's still mimbimino. Ah, you're worried what? Yeah, but maybe you're gonna come to another case, a mimbishaino mino. That's a gzera l'gzera. I don't have to make those gzeras, therefore Zakhtar Rosh, the Pshat and the Gemara makes a lot of sense. Vilavato Beruba, Yavish Biyavish, is Botol, Apostle Gim Parshas Mishpatim, Acher Rabam Lahatos, Gehendik, it's Gevaldik. Rabbi, before we go weiter, based on everything that we know, based on all the sugyas that we've amassed, Rabbi Isai, who clearly can't hold like this cheshbon of the Rosh?
Rashi
and the Rambam. Because Rashi and the Rambam hold that the inyan of Shishim, even by Mimbimino, is either being Mavatel, but Oitzim Yuto, to get rid of the Cheftza Shal Isser, has nothing to do with Tam Ke Iker, because we suggested perhaps Rashi and perhaps the Rambam don't even hold of Tam Ke Iker on a level of Daraisa. So that's, by the way, someone came up to me in the Beis Medrash, and they said to me, Rav Torsky, they said to me, Rebbe, we heard you were Mechavin to the same shot as Rav Torsky in the Rambam by Makas Mardis, that he never meant to say that there is no Tamke Iker Doraisa. And that's Pshat in the Rambam by Greira. The Rambam holds Tam Keker as a concept deraisa. The Rambam's just telling you, in terms of the Kazayis, you don't get Malkus. So apparently, Rav Tursky also said like that. And he had it, yeah.
Are Gidim really Yavesh?
Yeah, why not? It's a piece.
Right, but I'm saying if you're cooking three things, so you have Shumana Gid, that's kind of mixing.
No. But there. It's a supermarket. It's a supermarket right here. Everything's in its package. I just don't know. It's like Kalim. There could be lachos on top of here. They're not cooking together. There's no nesina stam. I don't care. No. I have them on a Moshe. They're on a table right here in separate areas.
Oh, they're not together.
Yeah, they're not together.
They're not cooking together.
No! Zok de Rosh. What happens if you cook it together? Now it's not going. I'm going to get there. But okay, but that you need a little bit of explanation. So hold off, Moshe. What happens when you cook it together? Yeah.
The Mishnah says there's rotiv in though.
The Mishnah says there's rotiv. Yeah, but we want to be matir. We're not talking about the rotiv right now. We want to talk about the gid. So now they're separate gidim that are now the fact that they're sitting in a rotiv. You know, right now we have separate gidim that we want to say. Can I take this git out and then give it to my friend?
Is lach be yavish considered lach balach or yavish be yavish?
Lach be yavish is considered lach balach.
So don't be like anything. Chaz is going to the chon.
No, again.
In the pot.
I have. It's exactly what Moshe was asking. I have. I want to know: is the gid mutter to eat? Where I don't know which one's the gid on
ash. But there's a rotate.
Yeah, it's always. No, they're separate gidim.
You're on your cutting board.
You take them out.
The Gemara does sound like it's in a
no,
pot.
But the Gemara says the git is aser. So the Gemara says, why is the git at aser? Why don't you just take it out and say it's Bebalto and the other gidim?
What do you mean if you take it out, then you have it?
Says it out, so then
you have it in your hand.
Yeah, just
restore
it all because it's gross.
Git on, you have it, you know you have the git on asher. It was in the special and other gidim, so it's no sentam. So if you know which one is the gid, so then it's benoy sentam. Vim lav, kulan asur.
Isn't it saying?
Wait, where are we? No, that's not. Vim lav, kulan asur. And if you're not bimakir, it's all asur. So frek the Gemara kasha, why? Why are you saying that it's going to be asur? Why don't you mevatel the gid without bish, before bishul? Why don't you say there is no Gid on Asher here? Because it's Balta Barov.
What does that mean?
No, and then the fact that you're Mavashal is not going to be a problem.
You're saying before it ever got in the...
You cooked it already, and now you're trying to Mavashal it. The Gemara's Kasha is saying...
No, but there was a Taruvus beforehand.
But saying before you ever turned on the stove, you just had all this...
Yeah. You had ingredients in there.
What do you do? The Mishnah thing is already cooked.
That's not the Rosh's case. The Rosh is saying that you had to lay this as something be Yavish.
When the Gemara says...
And Rush is explaining that means your latest hasafik was Bishas, Yedias HaTarovis was at the time of Yavish Biyavish. Because otherwise the Rush would be mass community
Shishim. But that's not the Gemara's case.
It's before the case of the Mishnah.
The Levato Beruba means in that case, why don't you say it's Bidl Ruba? Yeah.
I guess two things. Is this the Rush always discorded that if you have three pieces? Like if two pieces?
Yeah. We got it.
And then.
Okay, so it comes along the Rush. So again, where did I have the first line in the Rush that I want?
It was like
this is a couple of times.
Yeah, it was like one line.
Yeah,
and then the other one was like right there. Aval.
Oh yeah, Aval. Yeah.
What was the one line?
It's mutter to eat.
Right. Kachas.
Yeah.
Aval I achol shlosh don't keechad. Listen to the Lashon of the Rush. Again, we're back to Nepach. V'nepach iser liyos heter. Umutter la'ichlan afilu kulan ka'achas. Can you guys just close your eyes for a second? Close your eyes for a second, everybody. Say you have three plates. One of them of meat. One of them is nevela meat. Okay, they don't look different. They all look exactly the same. They could be sold in the same exact aisle. One is an iser d'oraisa that you're going to get malchus for, and one is kosher v'yosher. Okay, they get mixed up on three plates right in front of you. Close your eyes for a second, Rabbi Isaiah. Says the Rosh, Achrei Rabim Lahatos tells you, you can eat all three. Not only can you eat all three, says the Rosh later on. Comes along the Rosh. But what? Helkach Nira. The imbishal shloishtan ko'echad. Obishlan imchatichas achiris. Da'akol mutter. Says the Rosh. But even if you what? As long as you had yediya beforehand, and the other two were mavatel, beroiv, yavish biyavish. The other one, v'nepach lios heter, says the Rosh, now if you cook them all in one pot, what do you say? What's the percentages? 33.3% chance that you are eating treif right now. That there's an asinas tam of treif into these other minim. But what? But what? Mutter. There is absolutely, do it l'chachila. You could cook it up. Put it in. You want treif? That's it. You have to make sure your shayla start off as the yavish biyavish. Okay? Even the Rosh will agree, Rabbi Yisai, what? If my yediyas hataruvis only happens when it's already in a stage of what? Lach belach. Then what? I'm going to need what? Shishim. Because that's a gzeira atu min b'sheino mino. But the Rosh is just saying, but when my suffix was what? By yavish biyavish. Now you could even take it with a chutzpah and take it and say, do me a favor. Throw it into the taruvis. Throw it in. Cook it. Lechadchila.
When you cook it,
it's not mevatlin. You're not a mevatlin. Because it's already what? It's already nepach. It's already nepach. It's a chefter shel heter. It's a chefter shel heter. That's what he said. It's nepach. He says, nira it's mutter. Why? What's his argument? He says, hilkuch nira. Rabbi say, this is great. If I would say this and announce this to other people, I think they'd think I'm an apikaris. Hilkuch nira. The imbishal shloishten keechad, imbishlan imechadichas acheris, dako mutter, veloyam rinon. We don't say, nihi decholz loyam rinon. Nihi decholz manchu yavishu bato veroiv. Mikomakum kishabishlo nifla tamosar. Don't say, Rabbi, I get it. When it's yavish be yavish, I'll let you eat it to piece because it's bato veroiv. But now you know that there's tam going into the other pieces. You're cooking this piece in water and now it's going into taste into the other things. You can't do this. Why? Deloy matzinu dover hamutter laochlo sheitziro aser. We don't find something that's mutter that now is going to change and get back to be aser. So therefore, says the Rosh, cook it, do what you want with it. Once bittel happens, once parshas mishpatim was mechadish. Rabbi said, you want to chazer over? You want to be maver sedra again yesterday? I think we have to learn the pasuk of acharam nahatos again. Says the Rosh, it's absolutely mutter.
It seems like it's the idea that is like magdir it as yavish biyavish, and therefore like once you have that like clarification, like it doesn't matter.
100%.
So when the Rosh takes it a step forward, when I already had there was already nepach on, and they're all on three different plates, and I want to cook it. We don't say that because when you cook it, like there are juices that come out of it. That's going
to no. That's exactly what he says not to say, right?
It's all mutter cooking kosher.
It's mutter juices. Yeah.
The Rosh is not going on. The case of the Mishnah is not the case of the Rosh.
The Rosh is going on the Gemara's Kasha of before it's cooked. Why don't you say Levat
the Beruva? What's the case of the Mishnah?
Right.
Why are you making a crazy fish based on something that
the Mishnah doesn't even know? No. That's not the Rosh. The Gemara asked the Kasha. The Gemara says, why don't you be Mavata Legidim?
The Rosh is saying
you cook it.
No, the Rosh is saying that it has to
be. So let's see.
Yeah, he's right.
No, but that's what we're saying. That's what we just said before. That we're talking about that stage before that.
Why would the Gemara ask Akasha
that's not what the
if the case
saying.
Was already happened?
He went off on
the
mission.
No, but maybe.
Where does it say? Where does it
maybe not cooking?
No, he got excited about something else. He wanted to talk about something else.
The Gemara says, "I'm Batul Barov." The Rosh says, "Batul Barov." It's only by Yavish Yavish. So. He's saying the Mishnah said it was already lapped. You already
but
cooked
it. Started it. As the yavish biyavish, even when it was cooked. So
you already cooked it.
But then the Gemara asked beforehand to say it's but when the Gemara asked,
according to the Rosh,
with the other gidim when it from before.
But according their shaila is like this. If in a chanami, what are you saying is if you had yediyas hataruvis before you were mavashal it, so then the Gemara's kasha makes sense, correct?
Yeah.
Because you're yavish biyavish. Your kasha is. Why is the Gemara asking Akasha? The Rosh should just answer. It was Yedius Taruvis after Bishul. That's not exactly what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah doesn't tell us when you find out about it.
It was already cooked. For
the
sure.
Mishnah just says no. The Mishnah just says the right, but that no. The Mishnah just says if it's nisbashel, bisman shemakiru aser, bisman sheinu makiru
it's aser. It doesn't sound like
no.
Good
the Gemara is saying that before
you guys are assuming that mean that there was no yediyas deres. So the Gemara is asking in a case where there's yediyas tatovras before, why don't you say betul
barayif? But why say makiru on the Mishnah then? Meaning why? You already knew about it. Why did you have to say bisman shemakiru? You knew it was in there. It doesn't matter. Why should you find it?
No. Mizman Shemakiru is a post facto issue. If I have Nikar Isser,
why is there a post facto issue? Saying, the second you put it in,
why didn't you say before that it was possible already?
According to that case.
Meaning, in a family right now, we're in the pot, but he's saying that Mizman
Shemakiru. It's not Heter, there's no role.
We put it in the pot, it shouldn't be anyway.
Nikar Isser, if it's Nikar, there's no role.
If we had the idea,
you didn't do anything, you were lazy, and then you just cooked it up. So the Gemara says that it's Usser, it's Mizman Shemakiru, it's Usser. So it's Benos in time. So Frekta Gemara says, why? You're dealing, according to the Rush, you're dealing with Varam Utarim here. There was three Gidim over here. When you found out about it, it was the Taruvas of Yavish B'Yavish. Even the Gedanoshe becomes Mutter because of Napach.
We don't know
if I can be
Mak.
You're right. The Gemara's Kasha is assuming a lot.
After I had the idea of Yavish.
No, then I think that would be the case of Lach to Lach, no?
Isn't that what
the let's say I already had.
Like the Mishnah saying.
The Gemara sends a lot of people like the Rush.
Is the Rush saying that what he's describing is the case in the Mishnah? Because then the Mishnah.
The Gemara's question is.
No, he's saying the Gemara's question.
The Gemara's question is a step before it was cooked.
Right.
Yeah, but
exactly.
The Gemara can assume
but
that.
That's what's bothering them. Why is the Gemara bothered by
then
that?
Then you're going to say, it doesn't even matter if you're going to be Bishel it, because you're going to say, before it was Bishel, the way the Rush understands it, it's Batel Beru.
The Gemara doesn't know when I have my Kasha, though.
What?
But the Gemara just says a blanket statement that says, it's always going to be Usser. It's not true.
Why not?
It's not true. Why is it always going to be noise in Tom? The Gemara makes a blanket statement. The Gemara says, if it's you need shishim. So frek the Gemara, that's not true. There's situations where I could have bitul barov of yavish b'yavish beforehand. If yudias hatarovos existed, and I was aware that there was a gedan asha in there, then it would be bitul. And now when I cook it, it's mutter.
I mean, why can't we say that according to the way the Rush is understanding, if I take this filet mignon, right, that's where the gid is. And there's other gidim within this meat, right? When it's removed from the cow, it's all, why can't you say the gid's bought? They'll cook up the filet mignon and eat it.
Very yashani. That's all.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's before, they want to ask a question. Beforehand, we had to have, before you even cook it, you could say it's batel beruv within the Rush's understanding. What's the answer? No, bar yashani. That's why it doesn't. That's why.
But what was the case itself. What was the case that the Gemara is asking?
I don't
want
to have my kasha though.
The Gemara, with the Gemara on the Mishnah, before it was cooked, based on the Mishnah saying, oh, when you cook it, why can you say that? No, you can't say that because of bar yashani.
So why was the Gemara?
Says that my kasha,
what din? What? I think you're right, but what din in the Mishnah was the Gemara bothered by? Why is the intro of Gidan Osha Shnisbasho? Shouldn't be relevant to Gidan Osha Shnisbasho. Should be just Gidan Osha.
No, because before even Nisbashel, that's why.
But what was bothering the Gemara in the Mishnah?
Okay, I interject that in there.
And again,
Gidan Oshish and Nisbashel, Im Aginin, Bisman Shemakir, Menois and Tam. Vim Lav Kulon Asur.
Rashi says Kain Makiro, so he is talking about a case before that. It says Bisman Shemakir on the Mishnah. Rashi says,
right.
It's going on the Mishnah.
According to Rashi,
but no, that's clear. There's no question that that's the Gemara's Kasha. Your Kasha is, why did the Gemara have a Kasha? You don't have a kasha on the Rush. You don't have a kasha on the Rishonim. You have a kasha on the Gemara. What did you have an analytical question. What did the Gemara see bothersome in this Mishnah? You would have had a very simple teretz. Yeah, this happened late in the game. So Mimela, it's an issue of Noisin Tam. It's an issue of Nisinas Tam. It's a great R. You're saying, why can't we just say, Enachanami, you're right. But this was a case where a guy had a lead that's a suffix when it was already a Nisinas Tam issue. But clearly the Rishayim assumed that, no, this was relevant to what Aryeh was saying, was that there's a situation where there was a Yediyah even when it was just Chatichos, when it was just Yavish B'Yavish, when you just had three things and you can't be Makirit, and then the din of Batel Barov would apply. Rabbi Isai, the Shaila is, how do you see this in the Pasuk?
What's this down?
What does the Torah say? What is the Rush's whole Shtikol Torah is based on Acharav Lahatos. What is Acharav Lahatos? So there's one thing that Acharav Lahatos tells us. Where is Acharav Lahatos, Rabbi Isai? Telling us what?
Dayan.
So there is one thing very similar. There is one thing similar to our case of Chatichos. is that Dayanim are all what? Are not Nois and Tam to each other. Okay? They're not, you're not cooking up Dayanim. You're not being Nois and Tam, right? And you have Gimel Chatichas that are each Nikar on its own, and yet the Torah says what? Well, how does our school translate Achar Amlados? Follow the majority. Follow the majority. But I'm learning a different sugya. The Gemara asks what? Vilivatil Beruba. How do you see from following the majority nullification of the minority?
Must be the one dying becomes Zaka even though he said
Oh. So comes along Tesis. In Baba Kama and Daf Chazayin of this.
It's Max Harvey's Rambam.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Excellent. Maybe text him after shit. If you text him that, he will actually get excited because that's his favorite. Exactly. Tema. The Gemara says, a major machlokes, you guys got to know this, major machlokes throughout Shas, Rav and Shmuel, whether or not Hoychim Amamanach HaRov. Do you follow Rov in the Dine Mominis, right? We follow Rov in general, but in terms of Dine Mominis, we don't follow Rov. I don't have a kasha. Anyone have Tosfos kasha on this?
Why do you apply it for? Oh, why is only many flushes?
Why don't you have it by moment? But you
moment should be more kal anyway.
You guys are too big lav donor. Rabbi say, what did I just tell you? Achar Amn tells you what?
Rov.
And that applies where?
Mishpatim
Dini Mamonis. Isn't that a problem? How does Shmuel deal with the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim? Ain ochum amanachar rov. This is Dini Mamonis. It's good kasha. Tosfos has that kasha. Okay, Shmuel, it's very nice that you say Enoch Mamanacharov, but Lamaisa Hoch Mamanacharov. So you're upgeschlugged by like the judicial process in Yiddishkeit. You know, what in the world are you talking about? So there are a few answers that the Rishonim have in this on this kasha, and a lot to talk about that I don't have time to get into. Different types of roves, Rub de Leskaman, Rub de Isakaman, statistical roves. Rows that are in front of you. There's a lot of lumdus to talk about. But I want to talk about one thing. Okay? And Tosfos says something very unclear. The language of Tosfos in Baba Kama Chav Zayin Rabbeis is not clear amongst the Achronim what he meant. It's Machloikis, the Kuntres HaSfeikis, the brother of the Ketos, Reb Chaim, the Prichodosh. They all have different pshatim in what Tosfos answered in this kasha. The Yeshloim are Zok Tosfos. The Hosam Gabai Dayonim Shiny. Dayonim are different. Why? The Choshev Miyot did who? Because it's minority. Kimi She'enoi. How did that happen? The minority over here is gone. So comes along, I'm going to quote you again. I'm telling you, there's a few different Pshatim in this thesis. There's a Kuntres HaSfeikis, there's a Prichadash, there's a different Pshatim. Comes along Reb Chaim Brisker in his stencils, and he says a famous vart on this Tosfos, and it's found in Baba Kama and Chav Zayin and Mebeis to explain the language of Tosfos on how he answered the kasha that I just presented to you. He says, you don't understand what happens in a Din Torah. Okay? What happens in a Din Torah fundamentally is what? That there is a machlokes. There is a dissenting view. There is a minority with a majority. It says Reb Chaim, so now we have let's say we have a Dine Mamonis case, or a Dine Nefashos case. One needs 23 Dayanim, one needs 3 Dayanim, okay? So now you have two, in a Dine Mamonis case, you have two Dayanim going against one Dayanim. So what does the Torah tell you in Parshas Mishpatim? Achar Amlatos. You should follow Rov. But there's just one problem. In order for me to paskin a Din and Dine Mamonis, I need what? 3 Dayanim. I don't have 3 Dayanim over here. I only have 2 Dayanim. Comes along Reb Chaim and explains the mechanics of a Din Torah. He says, you're not just following the majority. You don't just go with the majority opinion. But rather, the minority becomes nisbatel, kimi she'eino, as if it's non-existent. Once the hachra is achre rabam lahatos, then guess what happens? There is bito berov. It now becomes what? As if it's part of the majority. Now you have 3 Dayanim that are saying the same things. Rabbi Tzai, this is not just relevant for Baba Kama. But without this Reb Chaim, we don't understand our Rosh. We don't understand how Achrei Reb Lahatos can be helpful Lagabe eating a non-kosher piece of meat. Rabbi Tzai, the Rosh is telling you, take this piece of meat, and literally, I'm not joking, make a Big Mac sandwich. take all the three pieces and take from McDonald's, take that non-kosher meat and have a Big Mac. Why? Because Achrei Rav Nahatas. Achrei Rav Nahatas, that tells me majority rules. That tells me like something I learned in pre-1A, majority rules. You got to follow the majority. How does that tell me that this comes kosher? The answer is, it's the mechanics of Beis Din. There's Achrei Rav Nahatas, which creates Bittul Beroiv, which now creates me to have a Beis Din of 3 or 23 Dayanim that are now saying the same psak, that now can fit the rules of the Torah. That's what Tosis meant, and that's what the Rosh means in our sugya, and that's why I'm allowed to eat literally my Big Mac. And it's a Big Mac, because it's got three pieces in it. Do they have that, or just two? They have double-deckers. But what about the three?
No,
that's not so, no. Wayside, advertising, brought to you by the Rosh in Maseches Kulin, the Triple Mac, yeah?
Why by eight? That'll do great.
Well, I'm just giving you guys material for Purim. Yeah, what?
Why by Eidus would it be different? If you have a group of 50...
By Dayanim.
I'm talking about Eidus.
Eidus, yeah. No, Xeris HaKosev, two Trey Kameya, two Eidim are the biggest Nemonis in the Torah. You get 100 that may... You have 100 against two, it doesn't make a difference.
So they were not going to apply.
No, it's Xeris HaKosev, two... There's nothing better than two.
No, but it's not, nothing's better than two.
If
you have 50 and then one
comes,
says they saw the
other. Because the Rabbi Say, you need to understand this. Beis Din is a unit. Beis Din is a unit. By units, we now make this concept of saying the road becomes the entire. The unit of Eidus is just two.
Why? Yeah, the whole mission.
We say we need three on the case.
So you need three on the case. You can have a process and a procedure that the majority can have an opinion. But at the end of the day, Reb Chaim says you have to have a halachic mechanism that now make all the dayanim.
Why can't I just say that I have two versus one, two and?
I thought the psak has to come out.
But each thing.
But I understand if you're gonna say Beis Din's a unit, a complete unit, the one person becomes as if he said the same thing as other two people. That's different than you have three separate pieces of meat as three separate different entities.
And now we're looking
where
at
you have
unit.
one kosher, one non-kosher, and then to say, oh, we're gonna apply Achrei Rav Nahatas by Beis Din to then say this.
Maskim, I hear you're saying I would not know the Rosh from Tosis.
No.
Right, but I need the Tosis and the Reb Chaim to even understand the Rosh.
Great, but I don't...
You're right, you don't know one for the other. It could be that the Tosis would not be masked to the Chiddush of the Rosh. Masked. But I just want to know, how do I even know what the Rosh is saying from the concept of Achrei Rav Nahatas?
Ring a rye for the Rosh, essentially, the saying about you.
Right, exactly, right, yeah. But, you're saying it's only one direction, I'm masked to you.
I feel like you could say without it. Meaning, I
just want to understand, how do you see in the world of Dayanim and Mishpatim anything to what the Rosh is saying? So Lachor, you have to add in some of Reb Chaim's ideas in order to get the Rosh off the ground. But 100%, Arya is 100% right. You could say like Tosis and Reb Chaim and not hold like the Rosh in the Gabi Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish. 1,000%. Rabbi Yisai, that's the, if you remember what you guys were quoting, those of you that don't remember, I said Pshat, Max Harvey Steinberg, I said Pshat in Sanhedrin, that when you have a Dayan that is Eina Yodeya, so I said that he can never be, the Rambam says that even though he's on the Beis Din, he can never be counted on the Beis Din because he's not buttleable. Anyone? He's not nullifiable. Because what? He is a chefza of a davar sheish lamatirim. He doesn't have any friction and he doesn't have any conflict and contrast with both sides. So how does he lend itself to Bittul? So that's based on the Yusaidus of the Ran, based on the Yusaidus of Bittul, and the whole Yusaidus of Kashrus comes into the world of Choshe Mishpat, that in Eini Yodea, because the Rav was Medayik, that Eini Yodea says, I have Kamasvaras Lakan, so you're not being Mevatel me. If you're not being Mevatel me, so then I can't make you part of my Beis Din. So it's all part of the same idea and the same logic. Yeah. It's a Dover Sheish Lamatir. Good. So that's the opinion of the Rosh. Rabbi Sai, but the Rosh pulled a fast one. If you look at the side of your Gemara, there is a Rabbeinu Gershon, that he throws this entire Gemara in a different direction. Let's look at the Rabbeinu Gershon. Because Rashi doesn't really tell us anything. So you talk, I have to see the Rabbeinu Gershon, who's the only other Rishon on the Daf that comments on this Gemara. So I'm going to read it outside for those of you that don't have Gemaras. Levatel. You said in the Mishnah, it's all usher if you don't have, if you're not recognizing it. Why don't we be mevatel the gid? Bishishim. V'yu kulan gidin mutarim. Why don't you say all the gidim are mutar? Because what? I'm a vato with shishin. Afalgav she'enu makira. So it means the Rabbeinu Gershon understood in our Gemara, there was never a case of what? Of rov. Even by yavish b'yavish. The Rabbeinu Gershon held that what? By min b'mino, you would still need what? Need shishin. And the Gemara's kasha v'levato beruba is a little, to be honest, in my opinion, a little misleading. It really should say v'levatel b'shishin. Whereas it
works better with the Mishnah.
It doesn't say that.
It works better with the Mishnah. I hear what you're saying. But everyone, Rabbi Yisai, let's go back to Tzadi Zayin HaMabes. If you remember the collection of Tzadi Zayin HaMabes, you got to remember the dinim over there. Rama Rabbanu Mishishin, Helkach Mim Bishin Me'eno Mino De'atera B'tayma, De'isura B'kfeila, U'mim B'mino De'lek La'mekam Atayim, Inam Mim Bishino Mino De'asura, De'lek La'kfeila, B'shishim. The Gemara does say that Mim B'mino is with what? Shishim. So the Rush is going to say, yes, and most Rishonim are going to say, that's lach b'lach. That's not yavish b'yavish. This Gemara is yavish b'yavish mim b'mino. This Gemara is lach b'lach mim b'mino. What's yavish b'yavish mim b'sheino mino b'zman sheino makiro?
In terms of what?
You need the Rabban on what? The Rabban on shishim. Why? Because you have a gzera atu eino mino. If you cook this up, you're going to have an eino mino. You're going to have a deraisa on your hands. What's that deraisa called, everybody say? Tom Kicker. So that's where it's going to be derived. But if you have what? Mim b'mino and yavish b'yavish, so that's not what the Gemara and Tzadi Zayin HaMabez was going. It's all coming back, Rabbi Yisai. You don't even know Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Yisai, mim b'mino, but the Rabbeinu Gershon holds, no. This Gemara said shishim. We're not making a chiluk between what? Mim b'mino, mim b'shein amino. So you have a Gemara, so you have a diag aryeh. You want to say v'levato beruba is a shver lashon. Rabbeinu Gershon says, I'd rather not serve you treif and deal with a lashon of a v'levato beruba. So, what? Shishim is still rov.
No, it makes much more sense with the Mishnah.
No, shishim is not still rov. When we say rov,
okay,
rov
good.
Shishim, shishim.
But I want to understand something, everybody say. The Rush is so convincing to me. How do you even explain the Rabbeinu Gershon? Why would you ever need shishim by mim b'mino yavish b'yavish Rabbi Yisai?
Let's say it's not yavish b'yavish. Maybe he's not reading. Maybe he's not reading the Gemara like that.
Because you're going to say it's zera, but maybe he's assuming.
Wait, why can't we just say he's not? He's not reading.
Yeah, there's tam. It's mim b'mino. How could there be tam?
Then if there's maybe if you
yish b'gidim and also tam.
The Rush assumed that Gemara
doesn't matter, but it's going into mim b'mino. It's never going to be tam.
The Rush assumed that the Gemara is reading it. That you had the yedia of the taruvus at yavish b'yavish.
Okay.
Who says he needs to read it like that?
So you're telling me that Rabbeinu Gershon is talking about a different case.
He's in the taruvus.
I want to say that Rabbeinu Gershon is talking about the same case. Same kasha of the Gemara. He's talking about the Mishnah's case, and he's talking about our case, and he says you always need shishim. Let's assume that that's the pashas of the Rabbeinu Gershon. You always need shishim by yavish, b'yavish, mim b'mino. You're right. If you accept what they're saying, then the Rabbeinu Gershon is not arguing on the Rush. It was a different case. It was a case of lach b'lach, and then the Rush went in. But the pashup shot is that he's learning the same Gemara's kasha, and he's saying that you will always need shishim. You never have bittul barov. Why? Why isn't the Rush right?
Why is it? What's Rabbeinu Gershon hold in terms of?
I don't know. We did one other Rabbeinu Gershon this year. Does anyone remember which? So
yeah, by the Kilchus Bilf or something like that.
By the Sakan Savi Sur, exactly, yes. Yes. Moshe, that was your Rabbeinu Gershon. You pointed something out in the end of Shir that I missed.
Oh, the fish.
Yeah, the fish and the thing, yeah. Rabbi Yisai, how could anyone make any, without knowing who Rabbeinu Gershon is and what Rabbeinu Gershon is all about, how could anyone make any sense? I'm asking you a basic asha. How could anyone make any sense of the following concept? Min b'mino, yavish b'yavish, you still need shishim and the Rush is wrong.
No, if you hold, yeah. if you hold, like, if you hold, like,
is that a different class?